He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
First thing I got's a Friday.
Thank God.
That's the first thing I got. You know, but I don't want to make it sound like Monday through Thursday is no fun here. Boy, we had a blast yesterday.
But Friday Steiny is a different Steiny.
You know.
You got to admit.
Well.
You got to come clean.
Well, I'm a little worried then.
Why?
Well, I think people are expecting a gung-ho Steiny, but. I'm a little concerned.
About what?
Well, let me just give you a little background.
I mean, the sun's shining.
Yeah. I'm on the...
We had a great conversation with our coworkers before the show. The boss was in a good mood. Why you got to do that?
I got to stay true to myself. And I'm looking at the YouTube chat yesterday, and people are talking about me, and I'm absorbing it. But I'm not really responding. And one person said, you know, Steinmetz, the one thing about Steinmetz is he does believe what he says. It's no shtick here. So let me relate a story. And I didn't want to do this. I was waiting to do this. I was hoping something would change. But I got it. I think I got to make it official.
What?
The Niners are in trouble. The Niners are in trouble. And
well, they're playing the Raiders tonight.
Yeah, that's small potatoes. But here's what kept hitting me. So you got Brandon Ayuk holding in. You got Trent Williams holding out. You got McCaffrey, who got paid in the offseason. You got Brock Purdy entering year number 3, but he's only quarterback 21 regular season games with a contract hanging over his head, and it will be all year long. You got McCaffrey banged up. You have a rookie wide receiver not practicing. Dre Greenlaw not back. Last year, at the end of the year, you fired the defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks. You got Bosa coming off a down year. You got the perception of the Bosa contract last year, of him getting over on the 49ers, and how that may or may not be affecting the negotiations this year. I'm getting 2022 Warrior vibes. I'm sorry, 2023.
I was going to say, nobody threw a punch yet.
It was after 2022.
Nobody's hit Brock Purdy yet, except for another team.
There's too much happening right now for this team. There's too much happening. The tone is being set as we speak. Something ain't right. It's a team where, I'll tell you what, I'll start it this way, at 888-957-9570. And I'll tell you mine. You think we're being negative? What's the best thing that's happened during training camp? What's one thing that's positive about 49er training camp?
I got one big thing. Their new right guard, Dominic Pooney.
You stole my thunder.
Well, what do you
Dominic
mean?
Pooney is the best part.
Quit calling him Pooney.
What is it, Pooney?
Yeah.
Dominic Pooney is the best thing that's come out of the 49ers training camp. I'll say Dominic Pooney.
But we do
that's great.
We do have to get into this, though, because you listed a lot of things, and I'm not going to disagree with you. I think you asked me a couple days ago, what is your biggest concern right now with the Niners? And I think you were efficient for a player, but my concern would be agendas. And you kind of listed a lot of the things that are hovering around the Niners that don't have to do with football much. But let's start at the top. Okay, what is the thing that has you feeling on a Friday, on a feel-good Friday, on an Aloha Friday, on a non-payday Friday? What has you feeling the type of way that you do that the Niners are in a bit of trouble? What's number one?
Number one is... I'm trying to think about how I want to lump it all together, but it's the fact that right now this team's not together. And I'm not talking about saying they're together. That's one thing. You know, they're professionals. You know, they're going to compartmentalize the distractions and all that stuff. But now, this is not the way you start a Super Bowl season. And that's the other thing I've detected from 49er fans. And you guys know I have my finger on the pulse of the fan base here. Any fan base. You guys know it. Sometimes you don't like to acknowledge it.
I'm out.
But you know that I know. And I'm telling you right now, I measured 49er fans' optimism a month ago, and it was sky high. And 49er fans right now are not optimistic at all. They're just not. And you know why? Because they're smart fans. They're smart. And they don't like what they're seeing, and rightfully so. This team, and we've used this phrase, trains off the track right now.
Trains off the track, Jack. Because something this offseason that I wasn't sniffing it last offseason. Because to me, Steiny, it's not just, look, the Niners could start fast and they could come together and they could use all these off-season distractions or issues as a reason to sort of galvanize themselves, get together, and then, I don't know, maybe it would be a miraculous sort of season for them. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. But I also can't overlook how aligned they were last off-season. Brandon Ayuk was one of the standouts in training camp. In the spring, he was kicking ass. I remember him getting in the face of Fred Warner, screaming at the entire defense. He was going viral for how animated and aggressive and, quite frankly, dominant he was in training camp last year. He's not around anymore. Christian McCaffrey was full bore from the spring on last summer. Well, he's got a calf strain. He's not out there. You know, we weren't focused as much on everything else surrounding Bosa. There was a negotiation, but there was never a trade proposal. There were never trade rumors. There was never any option of Nick Bosa not playing for the San Francisco 49ers. It was just a question of how much his price tag was going to be. And as we discussed yesterday with Wilder and Dibbs, Brock Purdy's elbow was somewhat of a concern, but they knew that they had their guy. They knew they had their quarterback. We were talking about Lance and maybe Garoppolo and all the rest. We knew, and the Niners knew, that they had their guy. This offseason, I think you're right. If you just go down the list, Ayuk, Trent, Purdy contract, Pearsall injury, Dre Greenlaw, the Christian McCaffrey guaranteed deal, Wilkes being a scapegoat, Bosa's contract looming over. These are all things that did not exist last offseason, in my opinion, and they all fall under the umbrella of a Super Bowl hangover. And what frustrates me with the Niners is I'm looking over at the team that won the Super Bowl, that took your lunch, not once but twice in the last five seasons, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're trying to three-peat this year. Their players have every reason to go out and ask for more money, to say, I want to be the highest paid. Patrick Mahomes every single year could go out and say, give me more money because I'm the best and you know it and it's not even close. However, they just paid one of their guys, their center, Creed Humphrey, 4 for $72.50 guaranteed.
Yeah.
And that caught my eye because they figured out a contract extension with a player that they value. Well, what has he been doing this entire summer up until he got paid?
Is he in East Texas?
Maybe if that's where they hold training camp.
Oh.
He's been in camp. Creed Humphrey has been practicing with the Kansas City Chiefs while they've been negotiating a contract extension.
You know what Trent Williams calls that? Gutless.
Well, that's a fact. But it's not just him. There's two other impact players from their Super Bowl teams that are also looking for new deals. Nick Bolton, you might remember him 2 years from the Super Bowl, the scoop and score against Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. He's looking for a new contract. Where is he? He's at practice. He's available to the media. I'm also looking at their guard, their other guard, Trey Smith. He's looking for a new contract. He's been in practice. He's been at training camp. So the team that's won the Super Bowl three of the past 4 years and is looking for their third straight, even guys that are negotiating currently, guys that are trying to get new deals, they are in camp and they are practicing and they are not making it a sideshow. Meanwhile, the team that lost in the Super Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers, have become a sideshow. That's not a team, to your point, that I don't feel or that I do feel like I'm a little bit worried about.
You should be. 49er fans should be a little worried. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. 2 years ago, the Golden State Warriors won an NBA title. And Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins got paid. And we didn't think anything of it for about 18 months. And then we come to find out that two of their players, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, were irked that those two guys got extensions, but they didn't, even though they'd been here longer, etc. I can somebody tell me why them signing Christian McCaffrey, no fuss, no muss, but Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are where they're at, and it doesn't mean anything? You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that there's not some kind of feeling about that in the locker room. And I wouldn't normally think that, except we now have evidence that it affected the Golden State Warriors 2 years ago. So what are we? 15 days about? 15 days from the opener? 16 days from the opener?
And they got to make roster decisions next Tuesday.
I get that all championship teams overcome adversity, but sometimes the signs are there. Sometimes the writing's on the wall and you can see it. And that's what it's starting to look like to me for the Niners. It just looks like they're a team that right now, they're just not together. They're not as far as they should be. They have lingering issues. They have some agendas that are individual. You cannot like the way training camp has started. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you an opportunity. What's the best thing that's come out of training camp? What's the best? What's the thing you're most optimistic about? I know you're going to have to reach for it, but that's all right. We can do that. 888-957-9570. And by the way, I'm going to go take a call right now. I'm going to take a call from Matt in San Jose, and he has set a record. Matt in San Jose has set a record for the quickest call to ever disagree with me.
I think people have called in earlier.
We got on the air at 10:01:30.
You just didn't put him on.
And he has been waiting since 10:02:30. Let's go right to Matt in San Jose, who disagrees with me. Good morning, Matt. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Matt. How are you, my friend?
I'm dynamite. I'm worried about our Niners.
Our is crazy. to your point, okay, so that was a point made about the Chiefs players getting signed. And that was a few minutes after I had already jumped on the line. But,
oh, boy.
Those players getting signed over there, those are good players. Nick Bolton's a good player. Creed Humphrey's a good player. But Need had to go. They already lost somebody. And those players are not Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, McCaffrey, the guys who got paid for San Francisco. So yeah. I just struggle with that particular comparison.
All right.
But I think it's a total overreaction in general.
What's up, Matt?
That's not me, bro. I'm not
But, go ahead.
But to tell Niners fans, like, you need to be concerned, well, what's been the Niners' biggest problem the last few years? It's winning in January and February.
It's true.
They've had all kinds of blunders and crazy stuff happen to them, through the preseason, the regular season, different contracts, Debo requesting a trade. They lose three straight games. There, everybody's saying Brock Purdy's this and that. What's wrong with Kyle Shanahan? And then they end up in the NFC Championship game, and all is forgotten. Let's worry about what does the team look like when December rolls around, when January rolls around. You want people to be worried about the 49ers August 23rd?
Tea leaves. Tea leaves are pointing to trouble.
That was his point, Matt, not mine.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, there's tea leaves for it, but is it the end of the world? Is it the end of the world, really?
Well,
I mean, what the problems you listed, every single thing you listed is something that could be over with by week six.
That's where my partner disagrees with you. He thinks it could linger. But, Matt, thank you so much for listening, and you're the new record holder. I appreciate it.
As far as the residue from all of these things.
Right.
Yes, I do think that it lingers. Because these are all storylines that are going to follow the team the entire year. These don't just go away the moment you start the regular season. Now, it's funny because we actually do disagree on this as far as the biggest concern or issue with the 49ers, right? Because the thing that I'm actually least concerned about is Brock Purdy's contract. If there's one guy that has shown me in, granted, 21 games, that money's not on his mind, it actually is Brock Purdy. Now, once the season ends, it all becomes about the deal. But Brock Purdy's contract hanging over this season, I think that's a concern for the media. I think that's a concern for maybe fans who are trying to figure out their quarterback of the future. That's all a discussion that we're going to have consistently throughout the year. Is his value going up? Is it going down? Is he the guy? Is he not the guy? I do have still to make my final, I don't know, assessment of Brock Purdy, but his contract is not something that's in the forefront of my mind, Steiny.
Well, I'll tell you, that's great. That's great.
Compared that's to the great. Rest, compared hey, to the rest hey, of this stuff? Hey, compared hey, to the rest hey, of this hey, stuff?
No. That's great. Purdy's contract's not on the forefront of your mind. It's on the forefront of his mind. And that's the difference. He's got to play, and I'm going to say it, with two scoreboards.
Do you know what he's going to make next season?
More than he's making now.
Yeah, $1.1 million.
Oh, okay. You got me there.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's going to get a raise regardless.
That's true. Yeah, and he's going to go from making $20 an hour to $25 an hour. Now, my point is, yes, he will sign a contract that will eventually make him, I think, a very handsomely rich man. But that contract will not kick in for a couple more seasons. That's one of the main reasons I do not believe that Purdy is worried about his contract. I think he's worried about his play. I think he's worried about the job that he's going to have to do if he doesn't have, say, Brandon Ayuk available for week one. Or even if Brandon Ayuk is under lock and key, I don't think he's going to be as effective at the beginning of the season as he was last offseason because of the last summer that we discussed, right? Last year, Brandon Ayuk was kicking ass in camp. He was the best player on offense on the field, according to some. This year, he's not there. So I don't believe he's going to be the same dude at the beginning of the year. Purdy's going to have to do more. And so I think that's going to be at the forefront of his mind, not how much money he's making or losing this year.
He knows this is a big year for him. And he knows that he's missing two important guys that are his teammates on the offense. I don't know. I remember the Warriors two seasons ago at the beginning of the year. And it just didn't set up well. Remember, they had Bob Myers going into a lame duck season as a general manager. That hung over the team. Steve Kerr, even last year, was working without a contract, and it was talked about. Draymond Green wanted a contract extension. Klay Thompson was talking about the max before last season. It just didn't, or before two seasons ago, rather. Sometimes, what did you say? Oh, God, you had a great line about the year.
Oh.
Yeah, what was that?
Well,
no, This is poignant.
So oftentimes in sports, people talk about the year before the year, right?
Mm, yes.
2014 was the year before the year for the Warriors. You know, 2009 is oftentimes referenced as the year before the year for the San Francisco Giants because they almost got to the postseason, but they were right on the precipice, and then they broke through the next year. Same for the Warriors. Nobody ever talks about the year after the year. You know why? Because nothing happens. Because it generally doesn't go well. And it's not a season that you do remember because it's a bad year. The year after the year. Well, the year after the year for the Philadelphia Eagles was one that saw them go 10-1 and then end up with 11 wins. The year after the year for the 2019 49ers was the 2020 season, the lost season. Yeah, a lot of it was because of injury, but it was the year after the year. The year after the year for the Golden State Warriors in 2015 was 2016, where they almost got there, but they couldn't quite punch it home. So, is this going to be the year after the year for the Niners? Because all I've heard about this season is it supposed to be the year? And that's what has me feeling a little bit, I don't know, uneasy about this season, is everything that I heard about this offseason was it supposed to lead into the year. This
exactly.
is the year the Niners are supposed to win the Super Bowl. Okay, well, guys want money. Guys want new contracts. Guys are holding in. Guys are holding out. Your first-round pick apparently can't get on the field. Nick Bosa's contract is hanging over this season. You already paid one guy, but you haven't paid the other guy. You fired your defensive coordinator, made him a scapegoat for last season. There's already a Super Bowl hangover. You might have to pay your quarterback $60 million. All of these things, to me, do not scream, this is the year. Right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing I was thinking, and this might sound a little harsh, but the more I think about it, the more I don't think it bodes well. I don't think it bodes well. And I know Ayuk's in a position where his window's open. But you know what? McCaffrey, you're a hell of a player. Trent Williams, oh, you're one of the greatest of all time. Ayuk, you're a really good receiver in the NFL. But I gotta remind all three of you, you ain't champions.
I'm not
you didn't win the Super Bowl. You lost the Super Bowl. You lost the Super Bowl. I don't like the idea of guys doing this after they lose the Super Bowl. It just doesn't, you know what? The optics stink. And that's the kind of thing that I think impacts a team. Are they done? No, they're not done. But the other thing is they are making it harder on themselves, and they're not good enough to have all this room for error that we're seeing right now.
Well, that's what's frustrating, is I do believe that this team, without the issues that have clouded the entire summer, they are good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think that's why we're talking about them this way, is because this team should, and I believe if they get their act together, is still good enough to win a Super Bowl. And that's the standard that they've set for themselves because they've done everything else but. And this is a fair point from the 510, the Xfinity Mobile text line. I agree with the caller. I'm assuming they're talking about Matt in San Jose. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and they had issues. The first 10 games of the year, people said they wouldn't make the playoffs, and they did. And, of course, they won the Super Bowl. That's correct. However, the Chiefs had already won two chips. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Andy Reid has reason to believe he's the best head coach in the league. The Chiefs had been there before, and they had done it. They know what it takes to win a title. The San Francisco 49ers, for all of their regular season, and even I would throw postseason success in there, what Brock Purdy's like 6-3 is, you know, in the playoffs, or 4-2, I should say, they do not know what it takes to win a Super Bowl because they haven't done it yet. And I think that's what you're talking about when you say teams that have not won wanting all of these things before they've accomplished it. Brandon Ayuk wants $30 million or near $30 million without having won a Super Bowl. I find it funny, maybe we can get into this on the other side. I do find it funny that everyone is concerned about paying Brock Purdy the amount of money that he is that we all think he's going to make, and he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but that doesn't apply to Ayuk. That doesn't apply to Warner. That doesn't apply to Kittle. That doesn't apply to Trent. We're concerned about what the quarterback's going to make who hasn't won a Super Bowl, and yet we're not concerned about what the rest of the team is going to make when they also have not won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not here to say this season's done, but I've been flirting with this all month about how much does this matter? When does it start to matter? Does it matter from day one? Does it not matter at all even now? And all I'm telling you is, after watching sports for as long as I've watched it, this isn't good. This isn't good. They have started the season terribly, and I'm just here to tell you that I've seen many seasons look like this to start, and it's hard to turn it around. It just is. 888-957-9570 is the number. And you want to jump in? You're more than welcome to jump in and tell me why Evan and I are overreacting. But the San Francisco 49ers, I'd love to know what the odds were that the Niners were going to win the Super Bowl after the Super Bowl and what they are now. Because even a Niner fan would have to acknowledge they're probably not as good now as they were 6 months ago. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
Performance to Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X. And if you're thinking PXG's high-performance equipment is too expensive or that you're not a good enough golfer to play our clubs, think again. You'll be amazed that our clubs often cost less than the so-called leading brands. On top of that, we make clubs for golfers at every level and will custom fit you for the right ones to maximize your performance. So call PXG East Bay today at 925-965-7919. Visit us at 4460 Atossa Har Road in Dublin or at PXG.com and swing PXG's outstanding custom golf clubs and get your free golf balls. But hurry, diamonds may be forever, but this deal isn't. Limit 1 dozen golf balls per person. Other terms and conditions may apply. See store for details.
PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
It's Bonte, and I want to give a big shout out to UA Local 38 and all the hard-working unions out there. Ever wonder why unions like UA Local 38 are so important? It's simple. Unions fight for the rights of workers, ensuring fair wages, safe working conditions, and quality benefits. Unions like UA Local 38 are the backbone of our community, protecting the dignity of every worker. Solidarity, strength, and support. That's UA Local 38. Visit UALocal38.org to learn how you can become a member.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products, backed by real-person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Some people just know safe drivers save more with Allstate. Just like they know... That's the mating call of a blue-footed booby. And not a green-footed booby. Yeah, some people know that. And they know if you're a safe driver, you can save up to 40% with Allstate. Ain't that something?
Based on the national average premium savings for Allstate customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's no secret that strong financial wellness is important. The folks at your neighborhood Fremont Bank Financial Center can talk through what savings plan is best for you. Visit FremontBank.com or visit your nearest branch today.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Tell you what, here's the other thing that I'm calling BS on.
What?
You can't tell me this isn't affecting the locker room. You cannot tell me it's not affecting the locker room. So, I get it. Players stay out of everybody else's pockets. I get it. You don't talk about contract situations of another guy. But the reality of the situation is, if you're George Kittle, or you're McCaffrey, or you're Purdy, or you're Deebo Samuel, and you're seeing what's going on, and you know that you don't have two guys in there that you have to have in there, there's one of two things that you can feel. You're going to feel frustrated, and you know what? You're going to feel frustrated with the players, or you're going to feel frustrated with the front office. And that in and of itself is a dynamic in the locker room that's not productive.
Well, I think also through the Ayuk situation, we've seen it show itself in a different way, which is the offseason. Like, I'm not sure how much it impacts the locker room right now, but I know that effectively someone like Deebo Samuel's coming up in a contract year. You know, he's looked great in camp. All reports are he looks like 2021 Deebo, and he's a first-team All-Pro, but he's playing for a new deal. Okay, so each of the last two off-seasons now, he's seen Nick Bosa come close to holding out into the regular season and get paid, and Brandon Ayuk essentially following the same script, and we all believe he's going to get his money. The question is just when. Okay, so next summer, there's going to be players that are going to want new deals. Well, they got the playbook. They got the playbook. Just stand pat. Don't come to practice or hold in or do whatever you want. And you're going to get your money. I mean, it. I'm not sure how much it impacts the locker room right now or even in the regular season. But it does, again, highlight that a lot of players, but before last season, Steiny, if I asked you what the goal was of the majority of the San Francisco 49ers, what would you say?
To win the Super Bowl.
What's the goal now?
To get everybody in to see if they can make another run at it.
It feels like to me the goal is to get paid.
It certainly is for some.
The goal from the majority of this team is to get their money and go try and win football games and compete at a high level, but first and foremost, get paid.
So I'm looking at five guys right now. Five guys.
Well, there's one in here and two in the glass.
Looking at five names right now.
Okay.
On my paper. And I want to know what 49er fans think about what I'm going to say. Okay. Last year, Bosa, contract extension. A year later, everybody's saying, oh, Bosa took him to school. Oh, Bosa won that. Bosa held him hostage. Bosa got way more than they wanted to give him. All right? Now you got McCaffrey. McCaffrey wants more money. He gets it. He gets it. No fuss, no muss. Then we got Trent Williams and Ayuk, who want more money. They haven't gotten it. They haven't gotten it. And then here's the other thing, and I wish I could remember the gentleman caller who made this call, because it did make me think. So you got two guys who wanted to get paid, Bosa and McCaffrey. Oh, they got paid. No problem. Trent and Ayuk want to get paid. They can't get paid. And then we've got a quarterback who's played just 21 games and is under contract for the remaining portion, for the rest of this year. And this guy has this said about him.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like, they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check. So my part in that's pretty easy.
That's kind of hard, too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we're paying Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And I, like, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is, and you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports, and those guys should be paid a lot of money.
So that was part of the Jed York interview in which he said, yeah, Purdy's going to reset the market.
I think that was during Super Bowl week, right?
I think it might have been. And then he said reset the market, I think, a little bit later. But does anybody think that it doesn't matter that the owner has already determined that the quarterback's going to get paid after a year and a half? That's what Jed York said. Yeah, it's just going to happen, you know, after a year and a half. And then he said, you know, it's easy. It's actually easy for me. All I have to do is sign the check. Well, why is this not easy? Why is he saying it will be easy for Purdy, but it's apparently not easy for Ayuk and Trent Williams? Can somebody explain that to me?
Well,
in theory, Ayuk's not trying to reset the market. He's trying to get paid like a top five or top 10. Trent Williams is trying to reset the market, most likely, or get the most AAV. Well, if he's the best left tackle in football, that check should be easy to sign. Why does Jed York say a year before he has to say, we're going to pay Brock Purdy, and it'll be easy for me to sign that check, but the two guys who aren't in there right now, who are excellent at their positions, why isn't it easy? Why isn't it easy for him just to sign this check?
Because, well, you've said it before, you can't just sign every single check and you can't just give in to every player's demands. Let's look at those two separately. So,
right.
Williams, I'm going to put to the side because you're right. I think he does want to be paid like the highest left tackle. That, in theory, should be easy, but there's also an understanding that Trent doesn't like training camp. And I do think they're going to figure out a deal to get him paid. He's also 36. There might be some, I don't know, details in the contract they got to work through. I think that one is, like, again, on our list of issues with the 49ers this summer, at the bottom for me is Purdy's looming contract. Second to the bottom will be Trent Williams. I'm not worried about him. The BA thing is interesting because clearly there's a disconnect between what they believe Brandon Ayuk is worth and what Brandon Ayuk thinks that he's worth. And both of them are correct. I mean, that's why we're at a stalemate. Ayuk's camp could come and say, well, yeah, I only got 75 catches last year, but if you throw me the ball like I'm CeeDee Lamb, I'm going to put up numbers. And I also put up numbers in an offense that also demands me to block, and other guys don't do that. I'm as important to this offense as some guys out there are to theirs. So my production is not top 10 only because of the system that I play in, which I also find interesting because we generally talk about Shanahan players being products of systems and being inflated, whereas he is deflated a little bit as far as the amount of catches that he gets. Yards, touchdowns, the rest. He's never caught 10 touchdowns in a season, by the way. He's never had double-digit tugs, Brandon Ayuk. So, the Niners can come back and say, well, dude, you're not putting up top 10 wide receiver, you're not putting up top 5 wide receiver numbers, And so we can't pay you like that. I think that's why there still is a stalemate. And it's still why, oh my God, it's nauseating.
What?
We were talking to Brad Graham yesterday from SF Niners. Well, he's becoming richer and richer by the day. Remember he said he puts a nickel in the jar every single time a trade rumor is floated about Brandon Ayuk.
We got one?
And yesterday Mike Silver said that Washington is back in play. After they traded Jahan Dotson to Philadelphia, they might be in need of a receiver. The Commanders are apparently back on the table, and everything's a possibility as far as a trade goes. I'm sick of it. Like I am sick of hearing that BA could be traded to this team, to that team. The Niners just need to iron out one more detail. It needs ownership approval. They're at the 2-yard line that they got to punch it in, but BA doesn't know what he wants, and the Niners are trying to give him this. I don't care. That's where I'm with you. Just sign the damn check. One of you two, or both of you, whatever it takes to get this guy under lock and key. Because right now, he is the biggest issue with the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk, he has become a distraction. We heard Brian Baldinger reiterate it multiple times yesterday with Shasky and Vontae. If you're telling me that Brandon Ayuk is not a distraction for the San Francisco 49ers, you're simply lying to yourself. And it's a distraction for us. It's a distraction for him. And this is where I will meet you in the locker room. I do think it's a distraction for the team.
I think there's no doubt it's a distraction for the team. They've all been asked about it. They're all getting asked about it. They know they're playing a game tonight. All the starters are playing, but those two aren't going to be playing. Of course it's a distraction. It's also a distraction because one guy's actually there and the other guy's not there. So that to me even adds a little bit of an extra dynamic into this situation. Again, I'm not saying this team's done. Not saying that at all. But I'm saying that this is not a way that you start a Super Bowl year. It's just not. And if you go back and look at a lot of teams, stuff like this happens, and they just never are able to put it behind them. And I
don't want to hear the Chiefs example because I do think it's different. They had Chris Jones, who was holding out at this time last year, but there was never a rumor. It was similar to Bosa with less money involved. But there was never a rumor about him not being on the Chiefs. There was never a rumor last year about Nick Bosa not being a San Francisco 49er. Every single day, we're hearing something about how Brandon Ayuk might not be a Niner. And so the Chiefs did have distractions before their Super Bowl run last year. But they were aligned. And they also had the benefit of having the best coach and quarterback tandem in football. The Niners, as great as I think Kyle Shanahan is, as productive as Brock Purdy has been so far through 21 starts and multiple postseason appearances, they are not Reed and Mahomes. So they don't get that benefit of the doubt from me.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, you can't tell me that if I'm Trent Williams or, hell, Fred Warner, and you hear your owner say that your quarterback's going to reset the market a year before he's even due to get a new contract, and he's played 21 games, there's no way that doesn't raise eyebrows. I mean, all Jed York had to say was, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. You know, hopefully we'll have to make that decision with Brock coming off a Super Bowl win. That would have caught my attention if I were a player. Damn. Okay. No, he's been great. He's been great, don't get me wrong. Purdy's been terrific. But 21 games, you're going to make that commitment to a guy already. Or at least you're going to make it vocal that you're ready to make a commitment to that guy. I don't know. I think that has some kind of impact in the locker room. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Mike. Mike's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas? Listen to you all the time. Thanks for taking the call. Jed York said it, right? He said it out to literally everyone. In the quarterback is not only the most important position in football, in sports. So he's directly telling every other player on the team, you are not as important as one guy on our team. He said it. That's your answer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did. And also, whether you like it or not, and we can talk about what the difference between Bosa and McCaffrey and Trent and Ayuk, Trent Williams and Ayuk, and Brock Purdy. But the bottom line is this. Whether it's happened by accident or not, the 49ers have made it clear what's important to them and who's important to them. And Bosa is the most important. And McCaffrey is among the most important. And Purdy is the most important or among the most important. And Trent Williams and Ayuk, as of right now, are not. They're just not. That's the only message that's coming in loud and clear from the San Francisco 49ers. And that is that we are not bending as much for these guys as we did for McCaffrey, as we did for Bosa, and as we're getting ready to do with Purdy. And that's the other thing. The very real issue of Trent Williams and Ayuk and anybody else who's coming up for a contract, take a back seat to Brock Purdy. They have to plan for Brock. Look, nothing personal, but they've got to plan for Brock Purdy. And so Brock Purdy is affecting the other players on the team getting their money. And again, I'm not saying they're mad at Purdy, but the dynamic is the dynamic, and guys are getting left out. And yes, I believe that keeping an eye on what's going on in that locker room is fair. I'm not saying something's wrong, but I keep an eye on that locker room with a couple guys holding out as we get to 2 weeks before the season.
Well, I would too, but it's funny. You brought up a couple days ago about the Ayuk situation. Well, don't you want to hear from Jet? Or
yeah.
What would you want to hear from the owner right now? That piece of sound that you just played is the biggest reason why I don't want to hear from Jed York.
Okay.
Because the last time he opened his mouth publicly and talked about money and a guy getting paid, what he did, Steiny, to me was start a countdown. A countdown to Purdy. And everybody who wants to get paid on the 49ers has to get paid before that countdown strikes zero. Before Brock Purdy gets whatever contract that he is more than deserving of, and that the owner is telling you that is going to reset the market. That countdown started last Super Bowl or whenever he made those comments, and ever since then it's been about getting yours and getting it now. Because once Purdy gets his, the train stops.
From the 408, of course he's more important. He's the damn quarterback. What are we talking about? Do y'all remember the first three-round picks they traded for Trey? Jimmy had to save us from that. My point is this. I get he's the most important. But stop telling me that it doesn't matter that the owner said a guy who's played 21 games is going to reset the market. But in the meantime, like, who's more proven? Bosa, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, or Purdy? The least proven of all five of those guys is Brock Purdy. That's just a fact. I'm not saying, again, this has got nothing to do with his ability. He's off to a fantastic start, but it's just a start. That's all it is. It's just a start. He's got one more year before he gets paid. The owner's saying, oh, you can pretty much lock that up. But some guys who have proven themselves, one guy for over the last 4 years and one guy for the last 12 years or 15 years, whatever the hell it's been for Trent Williams, they're not getting paid. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. That the 49ers are on record as saying they're willing to reset the market for a guy who's played a year and a half, but the way it looks now when we're talking about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, who are far more proven, they can't get their money. Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How you doing, man?
Heyo.
I'm doing fantastic. Friday, you guys have been knocking out of the ballpark this week. Great show from all idols and everything else. But, Steiny, you've been soft. I want to ask you something, oh. Steiny. Is it because Guru's not there? He doesn't bring you that the edge out of you. But why is it that you treat Warriors franchise and fans in one way, okay, and 49ers in a different way. You're soft on the 49ers.
Oh.
What? There's a bunch of divas here, a bunch of agendas.
Okay.
And there's 49ers fans, and I'm not one, but I'm just a perspective from the listener. These guys are lunatics. They haven't won anything. These guys are accomplished. These guys are established. They're established players. But where's the bravado? What do these guys bring to the table to negotiate in terms of winning? This idea that they're walking into the season as a Super Bowl, this is baloney. This is lunatic. We got to wait and see. I think there's only one team coming to the season with a Super Bowl, a confidence that they can get there. And it's the Chiefs. Everyone else, it's in the fishbowl, including the 49ers. So they're on the top of the fishbowl. They're a little bit on the top, but come on, Steiny, bring it to these people, man. Thank you. Have a good Friday.
You just called us soft. Oh, and gave us the dick for meal.
I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, I mean,
49er fans don't like what he just said.
I mean,
I thought I was being somewhat critical. That's it. I'm not going to bury him.
He's been. I don't know if he was talking about my figure.
Yeah, they've still gone to four NFC title games in the last 5 years. I'm not going to take that away from them.
Well, you can't.
But it means nothing right now on August 22nd. Is it the 22nd? Nothing.
23rd.
It doesn't.
Well, and here's another thing you can tack on top of that. Thank you for the 925, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Did you hear the news about the Niners knowing Pearsall had a shoulder injury prior to drafting him? Why is he not on the field? Well, he's got a shoulder injury. That's another thing. Like, could Ricky Pearsall be 100% by, week one or week four and, be out on the field perhaps? But again, these are individually, I'm not sure if individually they are all massive issues.
Right.
But it's not just one. It's not just two. It's three, four, five, six. There's been accumulation this summer of problems surrounding the 49ers that I don't think that Super Bowl teams have. And in fact, I don't think they had these issues last year when they appeared to me to be the best. I still think they were the best team in the NFL last year. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they had the most talented roster. I think that from top to bottom, they were the most buttoned up the entire year until the biggest game. And they didn't win the Super Bowl. But these were not things that were talked about before last season. Bosa was one of them, but that was one thing. Purdy's injury was... I don't know. I don't know about you, Steiny. To me, this feels like a very different summer than last year.
And for all of you guys out there and women who have just listened for the last hour, these guys, making a mountain out of them, these guys. I mean, you tell me what you would need to see as a Niner fan to start to think, I don't like the way this is going. I mean, if you don't see anything now, what would you see? And you know what? I'll say it because I don't get somebody hurt tonight.
Somebody
hurt tonight, because it won't just be a guy who gets hurt in the preseason. It'll be, why was he playing in the first place? And maybe the reason he's playing in the first place is because Kyle thinks he's got to play the guys because they're behind, because training camp hasn't gone well. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Floor and Decor.
Floor and Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor and Decor. Floor and Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection.
Lawton Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is a 5-star facility located in the Sunset District of San Francisco and in close proximity to our preferred partner, UCSF Medical Center. At Lawton, you're in good hands with world-class nurses led by a well-known Stone and UCSF-affiliated medical director in Dr. Darby Clayson. Contact Administrator Dan Daly at 415-566-1200. That's 415-566-1200 for any additional information.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real-person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? Now through September 21st, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for 12 months with a one-year contract. And for just $15 a month, add the new Stream Saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix for just $35 a month. Switch at Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular Internet rates apply. Currently $54 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV and price subject to change.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every business faces challenges.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.